Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a bold move to tackle corruption, the Kerala government has launched a statewide preventive anti-corruption initiative, and this is a development that has significant implications for governance and accountability in India. What makes this significant is that citizens who upload verified video evidence of bribery to the state vigilance portal will receive a reward of 5,000, with full identity protection guaranteed. This is a crucial aspect of the initiative, as it ensures that whistleblowers are protected and incentivized to come forward. Building on this, the state's 1969 vigilance manual is being revised, and dedicated AI and cyber units will be deployed against digital graft. First, let us look at the constitutional and statutory framework that underpins this initiative. The Prevention of Corruption Act, 1988, is the primary anti-corruption statute in India. The PCA Amendment Act, 2018, criminalized bribe-giving and introduced commercial organization liability. The Lokpal and Lokayuktas Act, 2013, established the Lokpal at the center and Lokayuktas in states. The Whistleblowers Protection Act, 2014, provides protection to whistleblowers, and the Central Vigilance Commission Act, 2003, established the statutory CVC. Crucially, the Indian Constitution also provides safeguards against corruption. Article 311 provides procedural safeguards for government servants against dismissal or removal, while Article 14 ensures equality before the law, and Article 21 guarantees due process and the right to a fair trial. Now, let us turn to Kerala's existing anti-corruption architecture. The Vigilance and Anti-Corruption Bureau, or VAC, is Kerala's specialized agency. The Kerala Lokayukta Act, 1999, and the Kerala State Vigilance Tribunal are also key components of this architecture. The 1969 Vigilance Manual, which is currently being revised under this initiative, is another important aspect of Kerala's anti-corruption framework. It is worth pausing here to note that the Central Vigilance Commission, or CVC, plays a crucial role in preventing corruption at the national level. The Corruption Perceptions Index, or CPI, is a key indicator of corruption in a country. According to the Transparency International CPI 2024, India's rank is 96 out of 180, with a score of 38 out of 100. But why does this matter? So what exactly changed? What does this mean for India's strategic position? The answer lies in the fact that corruption has significant implications for governance, economic development, and social justice. And here is something that surprises many students: comparable global anti-corruption models, such as those in Hong Kong and Singapore, have full investigative and prosecutorial autonomy, which is widely considered the gold standard. Now, let us look at the concept of reward for evidence schemes as a tool of preventive anti-corruption. Precedents for such schemes include the Manrega Whistleblower Portal, the Income Tax Informant Reward Scheme, and the GST Informant Reward. However, there are also risks associated with such schemes, including frivolous complaints, false implication of innocent officials, and threats to whistleblowers. Mitigants, such as video evidence standards, identity protection, and statutory backing under the Whistleblowers Protection Act, 2014, can help minimize these risks. Moving on to the Kerala-specific governance context, it is worth noting that Kerala consistently ranks at the top of the Human Development Index among Indian states. The state Lokayukta has been functioning since 1999, and the office has been widely adopted for government workflow. The VACP has dedicated anti-corruption court infrastructure, which is a significant asset in the fight against corruption. With that background in place, let us look at the historical context of anti-corruption initiatives in India. The Santhanam Committee, set up in 1962, recommended both preventive and punitive measures to tackle corruption. This committee led directly to the creation of the CVC in 1964 and famously held that the demand side of corruption must be strangled. Now, let us turn to the Digital India anti-corruption tools that are being used to prevent corruption. The SPGRAMS, or Centralized Public Grievance Redress and Monitoring System, is a key platform for citizens to report grievances. The Sevottam Service Delivery Quality Framework, the eVigilance Dashboard, and DigiLocker Plus eSign for Document Authentication are other important tools in this regard. It is worth pausing here to note that constitutional concerns and safeguards are crucial in the fight against corruption. Article 311 and Article 21 provide important protections for government servants and accused individuals, respectively. Key Supreme Court rulings, such as K. Veeraswamy v. Union of India and State of MP v. Shyamlal Sahu, have clarified important aspects of anti-corruption law. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Project Zero initiative was launched on 26 May 2026 in Kerala with a reward of 5,000 for verified bribery video evidence. The Vigilance Manual being revised is the 1969 edition. The Prevention of Corruption Act, 1988, was amended in 2018 to criminalize bribe-giving and introduce commercial organization liability. The Lokpal and Lokayuktas Act, 2013, and the Whistleblowers Protection Act, 2014, are other important statutes in this regard. The CVC Act, 2003, established the statutory CVC, which was set up in 1964 on the recommendation of the Santhanam Committee, 1962. Article 311 provides procedural safeguards for government servants, while the VAC, or Vigilance and Anti-Corruption Bureau, is Kerala's specialized agency. The Kerala Lokayukta Act, 1999, is another important aspect of Kerala's anti-corruption architecture. India's rank in the Corruption Perceptions Index, 2024, is 96 out of 180, with a score of 38 out of 100. The top-ranked countries in the CPI, 2024, are Denmark, Finland, and Singapore. The Hong Kong ICAC, or Independent Commission Against Corruption, was established in 1974, while the Singapore CPIB, or Corrupt Practices Investigation Bureau, was established in 1952. The Income Tax Informant Reward Scheme offers a reward of up to 5 crore, and the K. Veeraswamy v. Union of India judgment, delivered in 1991, held that judges of the higher judiciary are public servants under the Prevention of Corruption Act. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The GS paper to syllabus includes topics such as transparency and accountability, citizen charters, e-governance, statutory and constitutional bodies, and the role of civil services. The prelims focus areas include the Prevention of Corruption Act, 1988, the Lokpal Act, 2013, the Whistleblowers Protection Act, 2014, and the CVC Act, 2003. The mains focus areas include critically examining reward for evidence schemes as a tool of preventive anti-corruption and drawing lessons from comparable global anti-corruption models. In conclusion, the launch of Project Zero in Kerala is a significant development in the fight against corruption in India, with implications for governance, accountability, and transparency, and it is essential to understand the complexities of anti-corruption initiatives and their significance in the broader context of Indian governance and development.